Who will be next to be the president of their very own moon base?
Me!
And so can you with the Super Deluxe Moon Base toy set. You get a command post, a fitness center, and two universities, one for the whites and one for the colors. Up goes the astronaut into the command post. Oh no! Alien moon people are invading. Quick, round up the non-whites so they can fight on the front lines. To the military academy they go. Oops, looks like someone used the whites only bathroom at the moon diner. Use the state-of-the-art spray hose. Blast water onto those criminals.
Deluxe moon base set. A new space city and you're the president.
Wow, what a toy. The Super Deluxe Moon Base set. Because now that we're entering the space age, the 1950s are perfect.
If you had a spaceship, where would you go? And if you could talk to the future, what would you wanna know? Give me a Romeo. This is the 25th episode. That there's only
gonna be one more show. Hello, listeners, and welcome to Giddy Up Rodeo, the podcast that, if you think about it, is really just me constantly lying. So, last week, not to sound like a crazy person, but a week ago, I was abducted by aliens, I swear to God. Really happened, but a lot can happen over the course of a week, and I don't have time to get into all the fine-tooth details, but the end result is I am now the captain of my own spaceship. Hey, low self-esteem robot, how far are we from Earth right now?
Far enough to feel forgotten.
So 15 minutes, we're 15 minutes away from Earth, which is good, because next week is the second annual final episode of Giddy Up Rodeo, and in lieu of that coming up, I thought today we would go over some of the statistics of the series. Specifically, I wanted to highlight two episodes of this podcast. First off, the episode that, as of right now, has been downloaded the most is episode 10, Cranium Mountain, with 2,500 downloads. But more importantly, I wanted to talk about episode 11, Hey Girl. Some of the more recent episodes don't have that many downloads because they're new. And some of the early episodes of this podcast don't have many downloads because nobody knew about the show. But episode 11, Hey Girl, has 73 downloads. And the reason why I find that great is because the week before was Cranium Mountain, which had 2,500. And the week after was episode 12, which had 2,400. And even better than that, in episode 17, Butternut Squash, which has 404 downloads, there's literally a commercial for episode 11, Hey Girl, in that other podcast episode. And still, it has only 73 people listening to it ever. What a loser of an episode. I didn't realize the spaceship had a phone. Hello?
Steven, it's me. It's you from the past.
How'd you get the number to this spaceship in the future?
I am recording episode 11, Hey Girl, right now, and you are shitting on it in the future. That's completely not cool.
I'm not shitting on it. I'm merely reporting the actual statistics.
Yes, you are reporting the statistics, but then you proceeded to shit on it.
You know, perhaps if you spent less time calling your future selves, you wouldn't make such a shitty podcast episode.
No, I stand by this podcast episode I am making right
sorry,
now.
Sorry, Steven, I'm gonna,
hey girl,
getting another call.
I gotta take this.
Hello?
Steven, it's me. It's you from the future. You need to stop making the Butternut Squash podcast, otherwise you're going to start the apocalypse.
Oh, I think you have the wrong number.
No, I'm calling my past self.
Yeah, no, this is episode 25. This is Moonbase 1.
Oh.
Yeah, you're looking for episode 17, Butternut Squash.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's cool. Don't worry about it.
Like a dumbass.
I'm sure that whole thing gets figured out or whatever.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, by the way, what's the future like?
Well, I have a mustache.
That's cool.
Cool, see you, man.
Oh, yeah, see ya. Well, I guess here's the next... Oh, I'm sorry. Hello?
Oh,
no, please, I am not interested. I'm sorry.
Need you to let
I'm sorry. Cosmonaut space ghosts. Always want inside. Well, here's the next thing.
He's a stand-up comic, and he's literally a bird. He's Craig the Blue Jay.
Hey, buddy, okay? That's not a woman. That's my wife. Okay, well, coming up next to the Hoon Holler stage, he's literally a bird. Literally, he's a bird. Please welcome Craig the Blue Jay.
Hey, how are you? So I just flew in from New York, and boy, are those airline tickets expensive. So the other morning, I come outside my birdhouse, and there's this bird eating all my seeds. And I'm like, get out of here, scram, you vagrant. I mean, granted, it was my wife, but I needed my seeds. Did you ever notice how when bluebirds fly, they fly like this? Okay. But when blue jays fly, we be flying like this. Yeah.
That just looks like you flying the same way both times.
It was pretty much the same thing, right? Yeah. So I think I'm going to start a lawsuit against everyone who calls the middle finger the bird. I don't feel like that's a fair...
Hi, I'm in the middle of recording right now. Who is this? Derek. The boy who, when we were 8, we got lost in the woods for 3 weeks. And over the course of those 3 weeks, the courage and the struggle and the survival bonded us and forged a friendship that would last for a lifetime. And 4 years, 2 months, and 3 days later, after we were lost in the woods for 3 weeks, we were moving to different parts of the country, and we made a pact with each other that 20 years, 8 months, and 11 days later, I would call you at 10 a.m. in the morning and tell you thank you. And if I recall, that conversation happened 20 years, 8 months, 11 days ago. Oh, that was this morning. I'm sorry. Oh, I completely forgot. Yeah, I mean, that was a long time ago. That's a lot for me to remember. Well, what have I been doing this morning? Well, I just recorded a thing for my podcast where there was this bird who was a stand-up comedian, and he was performing, and it was going terribly. He was having a terrible set. Just terrible. Just terrible. It's going very terribly for him. Very, very terribly. Terrible, terrible, terrible performance for him. Yeah. Oh, hold on. I'm getting another call. Ahoy, ahoy.
Let us inside of this space.
No, cosmonaut space ghost, I am not letting you inside
but
of this.
We have a six-pack of Beachtree Lagoon.
No way! Did you just say you have a six-pack of Beachtree Lagoon? The pre-mixed adult beverage enhanced with tropical flavors like butterscotch and cantaloupe?
Yes, we do.
When you have a chilled bottle of Beachtree Lagoon in your hand, it's like being on vacation any time of the year. You know what this means?
Hot dog!
This is good.
It is even better than Leningrad Beach.
We are lucky. We are. There's a lot of people who don't have hot tubs on their spaceships. I mean, think about that first. Oh, the phone again. Hold on a second. Gotta go get that. I'll be right back. Hello? Wait, guys, turn the music down. Turn the music off. Turn. Wait, what's happening? Oh my god. Okay, thanks. Someone turn on the news real quick.
Okay.
I am coming to you live from Washington, D.C., where the streets are running with blood.
To give you a quick recap of the events, it all started this morning when at a Vote for Bear rally, Vietnam veteran Jerry Coons used a chainsaw to cut down the Washington Monument. Bystanders and then police attacked the rally. The bears then attacked back and are much stronger than the people. The death toll currently is somewhere around 3,000 and rapidly growing. And this tension is all on the heels of yesterday's meeting between the bear presidential nominee and a beaver who supposedly has the ability to make a nuclear weapon. Things are certainly tense. And if there's anything that bears know, it's being intense. Sorry, that probably wasn't the right time to make a joke. I apologize.
Holy shit.
You are in outer space. What does it matter to you?
Because I met that guy, Jerry Koons. In fact, he was on this podcast, and I drank wine with him, and when I did, it triggered his PTSD, and now he's doing crazy stuff like this. I mean, if I had just never had him on the show, none of this... Hey, low self-esteem robot, can you look up the number to call me in the past and dial it? I'll pick it up in a second.
Okay.
Cosmonaut, Space Ghost. Sorry, I got some work to do.
We were having a good time, and it's cold out there.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's cold out there, but you know what?
What?
Take all the lagoons.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a vacation anytime.
You are a good friend.
Cool, see you, man. Oh, thank you, low self-esteem robot.
Hello?
Steven, it's me. It's you from the future. You need to stop making the Butternut Squash podcast, otherwise you're going to start the apocalypse.
Oh, I think you have the wrong number.
No, I'm calling my past self.
No, this is episode 25. This is Moonbase 1.
Oh.
Yeah, you're looking for episode 17 Butternut Squash.
I'm so sorry.
No,
I'm so sorry.
Cool,
don't worry about it. I feel like a dumbass.
I'm sure that whole
Jeez.
Thing gets figured out or whatever.
Yeah, no, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, what's the future like?
Well, I have a mustache.
That's cool.
Cool. See you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Do you even know how to dial a number in the past, low self-esteem robot?
I don't know how to do it.
Just do it myself. And can you turn off this dance music now that there's no Soviets here?
Okay.
Hello?
Steven, it's me. It's you.
What?
I'm you in the future. I need you to help.
No, I don't believe that.
Whenever someone mentions palindromes, you immediately always think of ABBA.
How did you...
I know.
What can I do?
You have to stop making the podcast to stop the apocalypse.
Listeners, I need to take a call real quick. We'll be right back. So what's the problem
Look,
here?
Look, I don't want to get into all the details of it, but just stop making the podcast, because if you keep making it, a bunch of crazy stuff will happen, and it's going to hurt a lot of things.
All right, that was pretty vague, but I'll take that into consideration.
Awesome, cool,
so, good. So, how's the future?
Well, I'm on a spaceship.
Does it have a hot tub?
Yeah, it does.
Ah, lucky.
Oh, I'm actually getting a call. I should probably take this.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, take it. Yeah, just call me back in 5.5 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
cool. Talk to you then, man.
Yellow.
Steven, it's me. It's you from the past. Specifically the you who is recording episode 11. Hey, girl.
Not only
did you start off the episode you're recording right now by talking shit about my episode,
mm-hmm.
but you've basically copied the structure of it, too. You've stolen from my episode. You've got Craig the Blue Jay, and you've got
So what? Episode 17 does the same
episode
thing.
Episode 17 does that, too?
Yeah, Butternut Squash totally does that.
Do you have the number to us at that time? Like, can I call myself?
Yeah, I was just talking to me, actually. I can pull the number up. Listeners, I gotta go get some business taken care of, not to mention I gotta land this spaceship. So tune in next week. It is the second annual final episode. Until then...